Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2484, Stay or Go Decisions, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, or the OLD podcast, where I read to you from some of the best blogs I can find and get permission from, mostly covering personal development and minimalism on this show. We cover other topics in the Optimal Living Daily podcast network, which includes a bunch of other shows. Definitely subscribe to those if you like this one. You can search for Optimal Living Daily and all of them should pop right up. For now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Stay or Go Decisions, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. What if you're currently tolerating a situation you don't want, but you're unclear about where to go next? What if your current job, relationship, or lifestyle is a mismatch for you, but you feel hesitant to leave it behind? Imagine being stuck on an island, but you don't like it there. It's too small, the weather is often bad, and it smells like rotting fish. And suppose that when you climb to the tallest point on this island and look around, all you can see is the vastness of the sea in every direction. What do you do? Well, you have two options. You can stay or you can leave. If you stay, you'll survive, but you'll be grudgingly tolerating an undesirable situation for the rest of your life. You'll never be very happy there. You'll always wonder what it would have been like to leave and if you could have found something better. And you'll die on that island still wondering what could have been. If you build a raft and try to sail away from the island, you may encounter different problems. How will you survive the journey? How will you navigate? What if you get lost at sea? What if you die of thirst or starvation or exposure? What if you run into a storm or get attacked by sharks? There's no guarantee that you'll survive. It may have been safer to stay. This framing is similar to how many people approach tricky stay or go decisions. They frame it as something that requires a leap of faith into the risky unknown, an unknown filled with potential storms and sharks, scarce resources, and more. So of course, when they use such framing, they stay on their original island. This framing keeps them stuck where they are. But this framing is only a story. It may seem like a reasonable analogy because it matches up with how people sometimes feel about major life decisions, but it doesn't match up with the actual risks in play. This type of framing packages up a bunch of limiting beliefs and makes them seem like genuine dangers. If you quit your job, you're unlikely to be eaten by sharks. Same goes for living an unfulfilling relationship. Same goes for moving to a new city. Yes, there are risks, but they're manageable risks you can cope with. And in most of these transitions, the realistic worst-case scenario really isn't so bad. You're probably looking at risks that certain professionals, such as divorce lawyers, deal with as part of their daily routine without breaking a sweat. Your extraordinary transition is equivalent to a minor line item in someone else's ordinary day. While going through some transitions that seemed like a big deal to me at the time, such as bankruptcy and a divorce, I was struck by just how ordinary these experiences were to those who had to process the paperwork. My life-altering experience was no more special than a cup of coffee to someone else. Even when I was arrested multiple times as a teenager, for the police officers and court officials who had to be involved, my situation wasn't even close to memorable. It was just a few minutes of their time in a routine day. Let's consider a different analogy here. Let's drop the extraordinary castaway style framing from our island scenario and let's replace it with something a bit more manageable. You're on the same starting island and it's still just as bad, but now when you go to the tallest point and look around, you can see a few other islands out there. If you build a raft, you could surely make it to some of them, but you can only carry so much on the raft, so you'll have to leave most of your familiar possessions behind. You'll have to abandon your precious hut that you worked so hard to build and repaired after so many storms. If you go to a new island, you'll basically be starting over. But so what? People start over all the time. It's not such a big deal. You can make a big deal out of it, but it's really just a normal part of life. We all experience it now and then, and we're going to keep experiencing this sort of thing throughout our lives. Reboots happen. You can still carry the skills you've learned from your old island to the new one. You've built a hut once, so you can do it again. Because of your experiences gained on the first island, it'll be faster to create a new life somewhere else. And for anything new you encounter, you'll adapt. You might not like the journey though. It will be tiring. You'll probably get sunburned. But it's reasonable to expect that at least one of the new islands will be better than this stinky island. You know that you don't like your current situation. You might as well go explore and look for something better. One aspect that keeps you stuck on your current island is resisting the unpleasantness of the journey. You may dislike that the journey will be difficult, but you could surrender to the fatigue, surrender to the sunburn, and surrender to the challenge of rebuilding your life on the other side. Accept that this is the price you must pay. If you're facing a challenging transition, what's the price to be paid? Will you need to pack up and move? Will you need to downgrade your lifestyle for a while? Will you need to deal with lots of extra paperwork? Could you navigate the transition if you accepted the price you must pay? Well, sometimes we retreat from clarity because we don't like the price of the transition before us. We don't like the lifestyle downgrade. We don't like the criticism or the embarrassment. And we don't like the paperwork. We don't want to go through another reboot. But when a transition has a price tag, the clarity we need is already there. Pay the price and make the transition. Or don't pay the price and stay where you are. Don't make the price any bigger than it is. If the price includes sleeping in your car, don't turn it into a deadly storm. If the price includes having to apologize, don't turn it into a shark. If the price includes lots of paperwork, well, that one really sucks, but still, you'll survive. You just listened to the post titled Stay or Go Decisions by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Thank you to Steve. I wasn't sure in the beginning where this article was going. I thought he was going to continue using the dark, empty, and angry sea as the analogy, and that's how it is. So I was pleasantly surprised when he said that if you look out there, you will see other islands. In other words, you will see opportunities. I think he's right that the original analogy is a bit too harsh. In fact, I would argue an extra point that he didn't even mention. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes there's the possibility of venturing out, realizing it is too difficult and all the other islands look terrible now, and come back to your original island to regroup. Is it embarrassing? Possibly. But will we have learned a lot by actually taking that step out onto the sea? Definitely. Again, this won't work for everything, but I don't know, even moving to a new city, it's definitely possible to come back if we realize the new island is nothing like we imagined. And that's okay. For me, this is how the world of entrepreneurship has been. I've come up with hundreds of ideas and even attempted to implement a handful of them. And the only one that got anywhere truly meaningful is this podcast. I took that step out into the sea multiple times and had to come back, but I kept trying and eventually reached a new island. And you can too. So have that courage, look for the positives instead of the negatives. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow reading to you where your optimal life awaits.